Yeah, well, you know, this is really where I want to take that experience as a school governor, which was actually in England when I was down in Lincolnshire with the RAF. And I was a school governor of a small rural primary school. It was quite independent. We were able to appoint our teachers. The teachers had a good level of autonomy so that they could really tailor how they taught pupils from a number of backgrounds. And we were part of what was called a cluster. So there were three primary schools, all clustered, and they then worked with a secondary school. So we really need to, it's not just about cash when it comes to education, it's about actually getting a localised focus back in schooling. And we really want to help find opportunities for schools to find the best ways to innovate and look after their local needs. Because, of course, the needs of a school in Kirkcaldy may be very different from a school in Anstruther or St Andrews. So we really want to focus on getting education back to the right principles. So we want to get Scottish schools back in the international league tables so that we can actually see how we're doing. Scottish schools have been falling behind other parts of the world, and we can see that English schooling is being reformed with some very proactive measures, previously led by a Scot, ironically, in Michael Gove. And we really need to make sure that Scotland doesn't continue to lag behind. And I want to work with our local communities to find ways to get our schools really helping teachers to make sure that they can do what they want to do, which is get on with the job of focusing on the basics and getting the right quality of teaching for their pupils. Well, it's been fantastic, actually. Obviously, I had quite a hard-going campaign last year and a bit hard hit at the end, but this time round, I'm finding it's very positive on the doorsteps. Last time I was out on Saturday, I had about 40 helpers out with me. We're knocking on doors in Cooper that day, and we're really finding that people, they're not just worried about the SNP. What they're really finding is our positive arguments. They don't want to pay more tax than people in the rest of the UK, which is basically what would happen with the promises of all of the other parties. And they really want a strong party to stand up for our place in the United Kingdom. And they do not want Nicola Sturgeon to call another independence referendum. So they're backing me to back Ruth Davidson to have a good, strong cohort of Scottish Conservative and Unionist MSPs as the official opposition to Nicola Sturgeon, holding her to account and really standing up for their best interests. People North East Fife, thank you for taking the time to listen to me. What I'd like to say to you is, if you want an energetic MSP who's got real world experience, who's ready to work hard, roll his sleeves up to help you and your communities, then Hugh Bell is absolutely your man. And if you want a party that stands resolutely behind the United Kingdom, won't tax you more than your peers in England, Wales or Northern Ireland, and you want the best leader in Holyrood to stand up to Nicola Sturgeon, then you absolutely must vote for Hugh Bell on your constituency vote and for the Scottish Conservative and Unionists on the list vote. Thank you. Okay.